the continued growth in craft brewing has meant there are a lot more of a lot of things. Breweries, beers, variations on styles, packaging designs, craft beer tap houses, brewery tap rooms, and jobs. 2018 Brewers Association employment data reveals that the craft brewing industry accounted for 150,148 jobs last year, up 11% from 2017. And with the growth of craft beer in Maryland and our neighbors in Pennsylvania and Delaware, many of those new jobs are being created right here. Last week, when I met with Justin Bonner, co-founder of Jailbreak Brewing, we talked about their brewery's growth, the opening of their restaurant, and the Jailbreak team.
We started off with four of us. Now we've expanded from 10,000 square feet to 21,000 square feet here with over 50 employees now. There are people that want to be here. They're passionate about being here every day. And they'll stay with us, and they'll be loyal to us, and their quality of life is better. And it shows when you come in here and you talk to our people that work here. They're excited. They're energetic.
Phil Rudy, founder of Independent Brewing, built a two-room tap room and brewery 3.5 years ago in downtown Bel Air. Phil Rudy was the first employee of Independent Brewing, but the Independent family has grown.
We actually have 16 employees, not counting myself. I'm the unpaid employee. And we've had very little turnover. Our staff seem to love working for us. We really are a family. We have staff meetings regularly to improve the staff. Everyone here is Cicerone certified, which is kind of important to me to give them that level of confidence to be able to deal with the consumer, especially the educated beer consumer.
The craft beer industry, it's great for a lot of reasons. Good times, delicious beer, fun social experiences, cool places to visit, and jobs. Cheers.